Good morning, everyone. We're going to be doing a different kind of meditation today, and I wanted to explain to you why. For those of you who were not with us on World Peace and Prayer Day, we as a human consciousness collectively have moved in the direction of identifying with our thought process as we go through the day. We're not even aware of how much we're thinking and how it acts as a veil over our being present. And when I say thinking, I don't mean just thinking. I mean thinking, feeling in response to our thoughts, because thoughts generate feelings. So we just take that for granted. We just take it for granted that we are at all times working out problems in our head. Often problems about relationships, but general issues that we're pondering and sometimes are troubled by. So we live in a state of disturbance because of this without knowing that there's any alternative. We just don't know. And for the most part, our culture doesn't support being quiet, being simple, not thinking. So we have to establish in our own hearts and minds the value of not thinking, of being present to something that's not our evaluation of it, and that's not our thought about it, but just being there. We have to establish in our own mind and heart the value of innocence. Now, innocence isn't a prized quality for most people because it conveys the sense of vulnerability to some. But we have that choice. Because if we want to see people as they are, and if we want to see the earth as it is, and if we want to see life as it is really happening, we need to be in a state of innocence. And innocence means being childlike. It means being unknowing. Means being interested in finding out things about who a person is that we're talking to. Means being simple. And in that simplicity is beauty. In that simplicity is the way of really appreciating just what's there in its beauty. Thinking about it sometimes gets us there, but not always. Very often we're just involved with our own thoughts about things. We don't get to the beauty. So this walking meditation that we did when we were here on Wednesday on World Peace and Prayer Day helps to focus attention on our innocence, on the simplicity of perception, of just paying attention to walking step by step. One foot, heel, toe, another foot, heel, toe, not fast, not trying to get someplace, just paying attention to what it feels like to put our feet on the ground. Really paying attention to it, as if it were the only thing that mattered. And in that moment, it needs to be the only thing that matters, because that's what being present is. It is being in reality that's with you and in front of you and in you and having nothing else be there at that moment in time. So we walk slowly and with attention to our feet touching the earth and the feeling of the motion of our feet. not trying to get any place. And then in the process of doing that, we see how focused can we be on just what's happening right now. We get to see that. And also, not just about our own bodies, how focused can we be on our feet and on the steps we're taking, but what does the earth feel like? We just don't consider these things. What does the earth feel like beneath our feet? What do we feel in connection with stepping on the earth? It's just not a question we ask. What do I feel about stepping on the earth? But if we perceived the earth to be a living being, responding to us, interacting with us, we would ask that question. It's because we think of the earth as an object that we don't ask the question, what do I feel like when I'm walking on the earth? So it's twofold when we are doing this walking, that we are paying attention to our footsteps and our breath, breathing with each step that we take, breathing in as we put our feet down on the ground, breathing out for the next step, breathing in, breathing out, coordinating our breath with the steps, trying to, but also asking the question, what does the earth feel like beneath my feet? Not the object earth, but the living earth. And does that have any relevance for me, for my consciousness? Do I feel the earth responding to my feet? That may feel like a silly question, but it isn't. It's an important question. If the earth is alive, then somewhere in us, we have the capacity to sense that aliveness. Somewhere in us, not in our minds, but somewhere, we have the consciousness, the ability to feel the earth's response. These steps that we take in a walking meditation are a spiritual practice and also a metaphor, because in relation to any activity that we do during the day, we can slow things down. We have that choice. Literally, we can stop moving ahead with thoughts, stop and breathe and feel our breath going in and out. And in fact, if we're doing a physical task, we can move more slowly and consciously and deliberately. If you're slicing bread, you can feel the slicer, the utensil in your hand, cutting what the bread feels like as you pass the knife through it, what it feels like to your fingers. We don't do that because we don't give it any importance. We don't give paying attention importance. We give importance to our thoughts. So this exercise in walking can take us into an engagement with reality beyond thought. And so I recommend it that we try it today and see where it takes us. And another place that it will take us is to the place of compassion. If we're involved with our own thoughts, and if we're projecting our thoughts onto the screen of whatever's happening to us during the day, then we're all the time having involuntary reactions to what our thoughts are telling us about what's happening. And you know your own version of this, so-and-so is doing this and criticizing and they don't understand and I feel this about this. So if we're not doing that, then we have the chance to feel our own pure compassion, generosity, love, because we're simply there. But for now, for going outside, I want to suggest this. Go outside. You don't need a big area to walk on. You just need a little area to feel your feet. And I think we'll devote 20 minutes to it once you're outside. Let's do that. And let me put on the music for a few minutes first so that you can take that vibration to the place that we're going. So I'd like you to think about walking in innocence, allowing yourself to feel simplicity, allowing yourself to be fully present to just the act of breathing and walking, footstep by footstep, very slowly, feeling the earth beneath your feet and seeing what you feel.